Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday, talking about our Falcons' loss, 24-23 to the Patriots. Lots of positives, believe it or not, but not good enough. Not good enough to get the dub. And before we talk some dogs and more college football, because Auburn's looking for a new head coach, and we'll get back into our thoughts on Raheem Morris and his explanations on what went down yesterday, one of the things that I had a big problem with yesterday as I was watching and taking in all the NFL action was why Dan Quinn and the Commanders allowed Jaden Daniels to remain in the game. And I want to bring it back home, because when we got blown out against Carolina and many of you wanted to make it a thing, and our coach pulled our quarterback, and then after the game he said, got him out of harm's way. Game was over. No reason to keep him out there. Dan Quinn last night didn't do that. And Jaden Daniels is now paying for it with a dislocated elbow. Ugh. So Dan Quinn today, as he started his press conference, and I'm reading this to you, opens his press conference before anybody asks any questions. And he says, why Jaden was still in the game, I get it. I've been thinking about it nonstop too. And man, I missed it. That's 100% on me. Huh. That's what we want. And I'm not just saying Raheem. I'm simply saying, like, that's how you answer that. He knows he blew that. That's his franchise that he left out there in a game that they were not winning. Get him out. He's already dealing with injuries. And, Mike, for us, we talk about transparency, bringing it back to the Falcons, and we talk about what's going on at Flowery Branch and how our coaching staff is dealing with things. Just be real with us. There are a lot of faults with this team right now. There are a lot of things we're doing well, but there are a lot of things we're not doing well, which is why our record is what it is.
I mean, this is why we've gone round and round. I think you saw on display the great athletes that Terry Fontenot has drafted as acquired talent, you know, and we've got some really nice pieces. Remember, Floyd went out of the game. We had a lot of the younger guys got a chance to shine. You know, we had to deal with some issues. Now, we were still able to get that drive that should have tied the game with backup guards in for Lindstrom and Bergeron. Hopefully those guys bounce back for the Berlin trip. But you still have simple things that are not being done. It's not, yeah, I know the coach said it, and I argue with it. It's not the one thing. Well, there's lots of things, and then you've got to get the little things done, like your general manager's got to get the kicker right. You know, I don't know. I don't believe Raheem Morris was out at a Costco parking lot auditioning kickers. Okay, that was the general manager's job to bring in real competition, knowing that we had a declining Young Wei Koo, who, by the way, is all he's on now is a practice squad. So, the guys get it and they lose it, and sometimes they get it back, like Matt Bryant. Sometimes they don't. That's cool. So we never addressed it. It's bit us on the ass twice. You talked about it. The Bucs game and now this game in New England, because now you got a journeyman you can't trust. And we've also, let's be honest, Carl, we have blown off attempting field goals before halftime because we don't trust this guy in other games, in other scenarios. So that's part of it. Then you've got the coaching. The coaching. It was on Ulbrich, who's not the big problem, but he was in San Francisco. Not having enough guys on the field are too many. Then you get to this game. Great point. We brought it up earlier in the show. Other guys are noticing, like Steve Weiss from NFL Network. We don't use the whole field. Carl and I said it. Coach Penix up. Encourage him to use his feet when it need be. It's like he's static. He's just got to stay there, and he's going to try to force it to Drake London if it's, and that doesn't work. So where is the ability to pivot, imagination? I'm not getting it from some of my coaches right now. That's the problem. I think we got players, Carl, can hang with anybody on the rest of the schedule.
I think so, too. I think they've shown that. And it's funny. I mean, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about Bijan being the best player in the NFL. Why has that fallen off? Because you're not finding ways to get him the ball more. And here's what's crazy. I know somebody might text me or hit me up and say, well, Bijan had 46 yards, and then Dukes, he had 50 yards receiving. That's over 100 yards. Okay. Was any of that consequential to us winning the football game? I'm asking.
There was a couple of plays late, but yeah, he never got in the flow. And you said it earlier. When they score the touchdown to go up 14-7, we go three and out with three straight passes.
Correct.
So again, you've given up, guys. It's the second series of the second quarter, and you've given up in a one-possession game on the run at that time. That's on Zach Robinson.
Here's one other thing. Raheem is speaking to the media today, guys. Quick turnaround. We know that. I'm saying that because they're going to leave town earlier than they normally would with this European game over in Berlin. But Raheem, the first thing today, Mike, asked about Parker Romo. He said, quote, "We are starting the process of evaluating kickers. At the end of the day, we have to make that kick. We have to get it fixed. It has to be fixed right now." But he did not indicate that they were moving on from Parker Romo. Now, if you go look at Parker Romo's numbers, he's actually been good. His extra points, his field goals, he's actually, when you go look at the statistics of him kicking, they've been good. To Mike's point, we're not talking about 55-yarders, though. Mm-hmm. We're not talking 50-yarders. But at the end of the day, I think they're a little reluctant maybe to just say, hey, we're moving on. But this is the phrase, Mike, starting that process of evaluating kickers. So they're bringing other guys in.
All right, we'll be in Germany. Maybe it's time for the Uber kicker, Lenny Krieg. I mean, I've said, I'm sure Lenny's a good guy. We've seen him kick. He can kick it from like 75 yards. You don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, big leg. But that was a part of the international initiative to get guys from other parts of the world involved in the NFL. And if he had a shot, he would have had a shot. He doesn't. So he's not. So that's why we're doing this rogues gallery. I went back and looked it up on the touchdown drive that should have tied the game, Carl. They got back to, if you want to say, not lip service, but a 4-yard run for Bijan, 10-yard pass, 40-yard pass, back to Bijan with a run. So they implemented the run. Bijan got a bunch of touches because you got to keep the defense honest, if nothing else.
That's the key. That really is. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. Phone lines are open. They have been all day, 404-726-0929. Talking to you on the phones, and we'll continue that. Right now, though, we got to talk dogs. Well, dogs handle business. None of these games, by the way, for the last 5 weeks have gone the way I thought they would. Mm. Going back to Tennessee, I was like, uh-oh. Oh, okay, they found a way to get it done. Ole Miss, uh-oh. They find a way to get it done. You look at the Florida game, you're going, oh, Florida's got a shot here. They find a way to get it done. Gunnar Stockton, 20 for 29, 223, two touchdowns. They remain at number 5. We mentioned the college football playoff committee is going to get together tomorrow. We'll see what those rankings look like. I still think Georgia's, you know, they're not a top 4. They'll be on the outside looking in. That's fine. They still have big games, including Texas, that's going to come into Athens.
Maybe a home game in Athens playoff, which would be something we've never seen before.
This is true. And remember, those top 4 teams get byes, right? So that's why you want to be top 4. But even those teams still have challenging games on their schedule. So it's not over, and certainly I think right now we're in the meat of the schedule when you start talking about November into early December. Let me hear Kirby a couple of things. One, he's talking about how his kids just don't quit.
Cardiac kids, man. Cardiac kids. It's crazy games keep happening across the SEC. Good staffs, good coaches. A lot of credit to Florida. Their kids fight. You know, Billy Napier has got a really good roster here and did a great job assembling this thing. They got a physical football team. They're just in a really tough league.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's given a lot of credit there, Mike, and that's courtesy of ABC. I don't disagree with him. Like, Florida has a lot of talent. That job is interesting to me. Like, we talk about LSU being the best job because they'll go all in. Florida can't be far behind, can it?
No, but here's the thing. I mean, if you feel Lane Kiffin should just stay at Ole Miss and Ole Miss can get within the ballpark of whatever monster number somebody else throws at him and he stays, I mean, Florida State's now talking about another year with Norvell. Because you're probably like, if you're Florida State, you're probably the 6th best job. You know, Auburn is now in the mix. Where does Auburn stack up? They fired Hugh Freeze. Because, Carl, Penn State, I think number one job is LSU, Florida. Where's Auburn in the pecking order? You know? So I wonder who's going to be plugged into Florida. You got great athletes. You got to get a recruiter in there. That's for darn sure. That was some of the heat that Mullen got at the end and Napier got at times. But they got some studs on defense. Is Lagway going to stay?
Big question.
I mean, is a quarterback going to be brought in by a new coach? Or can you convince Lagway, put your money up where your mouth is, Florida Gator boosters, right? Because you can keep that guy. You got a heartbeat. You got a chance.
You got a shot. Let me hear Kirby talk about the one thing that I cared about. Sorry, it's personal. Kirby addressed it.
Yeah, we got it fixed this time, right? To a lot of bettors' dismay, we fixed it.
Oh, Kirby. Come on. I needed the touchdown right there. Selfishly. I mean, I'll take the dub. I want the Dogs to win. But, Mike, I needed that. I was like, oh, my God, it's wide open. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh. I'll talk about it coming up in Guy Talk because I was at a party where, dare I say, maybe six figures were bet on this game. A lot of people at the party, Carl. Somebody was going heavy based on the reaction. But I thought real quick, one of the keys, how about that the fourth and one stop by Georgia's defense? I mean, we've talked about how Georgia's defense is not really getting the love. I said to Carl earlier, I can't remember a Georgia-Florida cocktail party other than some of those bad beatdowns when Georgia didn't get a sack. Georgia didn't get a sack, but that was something, man. They get the big turnover on the fourth and one, turnover on downs near the Georgia 25-yard line. Certainly, the play call a bit suspect, but they get the stop.
Well, I think a lot of Florida fans are going, get Lagway. You saw, man. Lagway, he's a dude.
There's a lot of that this weekend in college football.
Get him outside the pocket and allow him to work. I think Florida fans didn't like that. But this is what Kirby said about it, and he agreed. Florida, they should have went for it on fourth and one. People say kick the field goal. No, 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 no. And Kirby admitted, look, they made the right decision. We just bowed up.
Why take the points? Yeah, but take the points is six. 3-6 differentials does nothing for you. You tell the other team you need a touchdown. He did the right thing. You got to go for it. You can go win the game. 3-6 does nothing. You tell the other team you got four downs to score instead of thinking about a field goal.
Yeah, I agree with that. But kudos to the Dogs. They get Miss State. We'll be talking more about that throughout the course of the week. Real quick, Mike, spend some time on Auburn. You said, where did they go? Here's what's interesting about Auburn. They went outside the box when they hired Harsin.
Right.
They went inside the box, meaning he knows the SEC. He's won in the SEC when they hired Hugh Freeze.
Right.
So where do you go now? Because you've gone way outside the box. That didn't work. You've come inside the box. And here's the criticism about Hugh Freeze. Auburn fans, you guys know. People are saying very similar to what happened with Brian Kelly. Mike, the determination, the desire necessarily wasn't where it needed to be. And whether you think that's fair or not, there are people close to that program who say that's part of why this necessarily didn't work. Why did it work when he was at Ole Miss? Well, he goes to Liberty, he's winning. He lost a little bit of that fire and desire, Mike, for whatever reason. And I don't want to, you know, again, he was diagnosed with cancer, I think, a year or so ago. I don't want to take anything away from the medical situation, but that is part of this discussion. So they cut a check for $15.8 million. Where do they go now? Outside or inside the box?
You want to get somebody from Dan Lanning's staff? You want to pull somebody? I mean, who do you respect? It's Georgia. Schumann, they mentioned Schumann was linked to Florida the other day. I don't know if that's, a big splash. Big enough splash for Florida. But you're right. Where do you go get that guy? Because, you know, and the alumni, whoever you got to do it, get everybody on the same page because that was the problem last time. You mentioned it. As soon as Harsin was drafted, people were just looking for a gotcha moment, right, to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And then the other thing over the weekend, and we talked about this earlier, Carson Beck, you know, now it's a two-loss Miami team that may or may not, depending on what happens in the playoff and who they get and what kind of bounce they get with the schedule. But Carson Beck throws an inexcusable pick to SMU. Miami play calling terrible. They get a great kick return before the half. And should have punched it in for six, had to settle for a field goal. But Beck basically saying, I just do what the coaches tell me, as opposed to saying, hey, I missed on that one. It's everything, if you're Georgia, why you kind of rebound between the lines, why Kirby was more than happy to let him shuffle down to Miami.
Yeah, look, again, the inner workings of a lot of this stuff sometimes fans are not aware of. And, yeah, you just feel like the way he's handled his business now that things are going wrong. When things are going right, it was like, oh, yeah, it's the best thing since sliced bread. Now it's going wrong, you kind of like, this dude's not a leader.
Hey, more on the Falcons, guys, coming up, and more of your phone calls. I was busting Carl's chops over the weekend. How freaked out were you as Texas went to, was that a prevent? What the hell was that?
Yeah.
At the end, they let Vandy back in the game.
No, look, it should have been a 17-20 point game. It was a blowout. And credit to Diogo Pavia, who is just a little, you know, he's a little dog, man. He just does not give up. Kid played really well. He threw for a bunch of yards and some touchdowns. But, yeah, Texas just allowed everything in front of them, and that allowed Vandy to make some plays and get back in the game. Should not have come down to an onside kick, Mike, and they almost recovered it, right, which would have gave them life to potentially go down and maybe even win the game. Nevertheless, Arch, another good game, and now you go a week off, and then you're in Athens. We'll see what shows up and what Texas team shows up in Athens here in a couple of weeks.
Hey, more on Brian Kelly coming up in Guy Talk. Great article that came out this weekend talking about behind the scenes. Carl, it's beyond dysfunctional down there in the Bayou.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about last week with all the conversation about winning. It had a lot more to do with what he wasn't doing. Florida, by the way, third best job behind LSU and Penn State.
If you believe Penn State is the second best job, folks in the South might feel differently. But, yes, I believe LSU, Penn State, Florida.
All right.
But did the governor devalue the job because you got the meddling?
Oh, man. It's look, I think it's a mess. I know you downplayed it and say this is how they operate in Louisiana.
Oh, they're crazy in Louisiana.
It seems like it's a mess. But that doesn't mean it's not a good job. It doesn't mean that somebody's going to walk in there and potentially have a chance to win a national championship. All right, we're coming back. Thoughts on Raheem Morris. He's speaking to the media as we go right now. We'll tell you the latest about what he had to say about this loss and what he thinks needs to be fixed coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What? Happy Monday. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, as we are talking about our Falcons. I'm going to give you a couple of things that Raheem said today. We will be up there on Wednesday as they'll turn the page and hopefully put a great game plan together against the Colts, man. This is not going to be easy. We were talking about this game 2 weeks ago, and then the Colts, they lose to the Steelers, but Mike said it. They only lost by one score, even though they made a bunch of mistakes. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Guys, go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right, couple of things. And Mike's got Guy Talk coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, you're damn right.
We talked about the kicking situation. He says you got to make that kick. You got to give yourself a chance. Just paraphrasing here on some of the things that he said. Here's another thing that Raheem said, Mike, on the intentional grounding. Raheem said, right mindset, but we need to get that nearer or closer to the offensive player's feet. Okay, so let's just examine this for a second. Is that what you were talking about earlier about knowing what to do in that situation?
He's got to be able to get it, even though he's in, because you're not outside the box. Once you're there, it's got to be near an offensive player. If he can get it towards Bijan's ankle, you know, but unfortunately, he's going the other way. There's nobody there.
Nobody's
just going to the dirt.
Yep.
And they're going to call that all day. And we looked it up, guys. Yes, Raheem also said that they were clapping. Patriots said they weren't, but they're saying it's crowd noise. Either way, you're not supposed, just like the SEC, when Kirby was doing that, whatever that was, timeout, they're trying to clap. You can't, whatever, you know, that in the Auburn game a couple of weeks ago. It's just as illegal in the NFL as it is in college. You're not supposed to be able to simulate the clap on defense. If you can get away with it, it's gamesmanship. So, okay, so the Patriots are cheating. Well, we've seen that before. Whatever. You got to have some poise. Unfortunately, Ryan Neusel, you know, didn't, and the ball was snapped, nearly hit the emotion man at the time, and that's what kind of precluded all that that blank show. As one of our listeners also pointed out, the clock was ticking down as well. Ball had to be snapped.
Oh, no, it was you're going to get a delay of game. Moore saying today, quote, I do not want to make it snap gate.
Well, okay. Too late. You already did. So you're passive-aggressively making an excuse for your weak effort by saying Patriots were on the margins. So too late.
Yeah, you know what, and I think he's trying to defer there and say, I don't want to continue to talk about it, even though you'd already talked about it. You're right. You put it out there. Mike Vrabel said maybe it's a testament to our crowd, meaning the noise was such that you couldn't tell the difference. I don't believe that. I just didn't. Look, I didn't see it. And I went back and watched his replay like three times to see if I could see if there was intentional clapping from someone. And, again, I brought this up when you talk about that play. And why is this such a big deal, Falcon fans? That was the play. You go from maybe having a shot to going to 4th-and-20 and having to make a decision on punting the ball when you know you might not see it again. That was the play that really determined the outcome when you had a chance. So you get a 10-yard penalty. But it was Milton Williams who said he saw the guards who had a premature situation with their communication that cued him. He said it had nothing to do with it, like somebody snapping their or you know, clapping their hands. Either way, Rod talking about that. And then, Mike, the other thing that he said here, and we'll dive deeper at the 5 o'clock hour into our Falcon Report. We want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. We've been talking to folks all day long. Everybody's kind of perplexed. You know, it's funny how people feel in regards to this particular loss. And I think it's different than the Dolphins' loss. Lindstrom and Bergeron. We'll get those guys out on Wednesday, and we'll see what happens. I will tell you this. If there's still lingering issues there, Mike, that is a problem going into Sunday over in Berlin. We don't know. But Bergeron, again, came back out. He didn't play. Lindstrom was not seen, by the way, right, for those who haven't heard, with any issues after the game. He didn't have a boot on or anything like that. So we hope that those guys are going to be okay come Sunday. But we'll find out more this week.
But I know we've talked about, you know, you're still able to put what should have been a game-tying drive, and for all intents and purposes was, except for, you know, Romo. And if you missed it earlier, we'll rehash it at 5. That's more systemic and an example of the dysfunction of the organization. You never address the kicker, so we lose 2 games, as Carl pointed out, because of inconsistent kicking. But, yeah, I thought, you know, the offensive line, despite all the things you talked about with the injuries, they were able to go down the field, and they mixed run and pass. Zach suddenly goes, hey, maybe we should run a little bit, too, to keep them honest.
Yeah.
And that worked. After abandoning the run down 14-7 with 3 pass plays in a row, we've also stumbled onto something else today. We'll talk more about it at 5. Michael Penix Jr., be encouraged to run. Why isn't the coaching staff not seeing that? You know, you can really find yourself, Carl, moving the chains, getting some positive yardage when things are breaking down, especially when he tends to get tunnel vision for Drake London. A lot of times there's yards to be made, and we saw it. So maybe that's something moving forward. We'll see some of that in Germany against the Colts. And also using the middle, utilizing the middle of the field. Guy just hit me up on text. He says, Zach didn't use the middle of the field last year. I disagree. I think he had more confidence with Cousins in the middle of the field.
I do. Cousins had more confidence.
Cousins certainly was pulling the trigger in the middle of the field. I know the Tampa game, the Darnell Mooney, that was over the middle of the end zone. Remember that beautiful touchdown?
Yeah.
Pitts was on a crossing route in the middle of the field for one of his touchdowns. So maybe he's less confident with Penix Jr. Or because Washington fans hit us up earlier and they said he threw it all over the field in Washington. It wasn't just to the boundary.
That's true. And that Pitts touchdown, you're right. I mean, like, it just feels like a majority of our major pass plays are outside of the hash marks.
He threw it into a super tight window in Washington in a playoff atmosphere on Sunday night. That was right in the middle of the freaking field, Carl, with traffic, zipped it by a linebacker, to your point.
Yeah. All right, guys.
So, I mean, so why isn't that happening now?
Well, look, I'm not sure. Maybe it's something that they're examining, and let's hope that they are, as we talk about why we lost this game. But, you know, the bottom line now is what? You're 3-5. You've got to find a way, as we've been saying this for the last few weeks, we're in a 3-game losing streak. Patriots in a 6-game winning streak. Like, Mike, we got to find a way to maybe do some of that if you're going to have a chance to turn this around. Now, the interesting thing is, look, believe it or not, and it's even hard for me to say this, the division is still open. Problem is, when you go look at where we currently are in the division, well, the Carolina Panthers beat us. And so did the Bucs, so we're 0-2.
Correct.
We're going to have to win out to maybe win this division.
That's the problem. Falcons sit at 3-5. Buccaneers are 6-2. Now, by virtue of that win in Green Bay, the Panthers are 5-4. Now, the Panthers are talking about a wild card shot.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, they right now, their best numbers, Panthers, as it stands, they've got a 10% shot of being the 7th seed, 8% chance of being the 6th seed. Falcons, as it stands right now, we've got a 7% chance of just being the last playoff seed, the last spot in the wild card.
All right.
7%.
Look.
12% overall of making the playoffs.
Well, that's certainly not good. Because does that increase if you go overseas and beat Indy?
Yes, it'll go up. Right now, the NFL odds makers, this is actually math. This isn't odds. This is straight math. 88% chance of not making the playoffs right now.
Saturday, I want to remind you guys from noon until 2, you can join Allie Mack at Kia in Woodstock as we get ready for some big games on Sunday. One lucky fan is going to win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday from noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
What exactly was Bob Kraft saying to Caddy B at the game, Kyle?
Inquiring minds want to know. Also coming up, Dabo Swinney losing it again.
Did he lose it again?
Well, I'll read what he said and you tell me.
Okay.
And finally, when you take your dogs to a big, big Georgia-Florida party, bad dog. Bad dog hike, I'll explain coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where to play is play. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, more Falcon talk coming up. Falcon report. We kind of stumbled onto something we want to see more of from Michael Penix Jr. And we got to see our rookie defenders step up in a big way. And an amazing performance by Drake London. All for naught. And your calls as well, guys. 404-726-0929. More of your reaction on an angry Monday. Real quick, you were talking about that Georgia-Florida bad beat. Holy cow. When Gunnar Stockton decides to take a knee right there on the two-yard line.
Terrible.
Everybody losing their minds. Scott Van Pelt, yep, it made it. I think I did not stay up, but I believe it made it for bad beats. How could it not,
yeah,
right?
No doubt.
With Georgia certainly about to go cover that number. If you bet Florida, you got the win. I'm at a big party down in Greenways, which is in Flat Creek subdivision of Peachtree City. Very tawny neighborhood, Carl. And my buddy Rob lives there, and his daughter's house sitting for us while we're going to be out of town. So we're down there. They do it every year. Kind of like Oktoberfest, Halloween, kind of November. They have a live band in the cul-de-sac. A couple hundred people come down. It's a really nice party. And Rich, a buddy of mine, has a beautiful house. Just redid their kitchen, and they had all the flat screens outside. So they probably had about like 50 people at the house watching the Georgia-Florida game. He's a big Georgia fan. Didn't make it down to the cocktail party, but we had our own cocktail party. So after we hung out and enjoyed some of the band, made it over to their house for the second half. So we're all hanging out. I no sooner made the comment, I go, so this is where the hotties are. And all the Cougars are laughing, and I'm being, you know, disarming, and I thought charming. And all of a sudden you hear, ah, from inside the kitchen. My dog and my other dog, Ellie, who's well-behaved, the girl dog, Ike, is a labradoodle. You've seen the photos on Twitter. He goes in the kitchen, and apparently, after getting overfed out there outside, everyone was feeding him pieces of hot dog and stuff, he yaks all over the kitchen floor.
Oh, bro. Did you have to clean up?
Well, who else is going to do
it?
So, Day-Day, I literally got to put the six-packs down. I'm in there, hey, what's going on? And he's done it twice. He's done it here. And he's done it over there. And everybody's wigging out.
Oh.
And Rich comes out, and he's not gonna. Rich is a big guy. He hands me like a wad of paper towels. He's like, well, go to work. I'm like, I got it. So I feel like an idiot. And again, don't feed the dog. You know, dogs are hard to say no to when they got those eyes. You know what Ike looks like? You're a dog. He's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he just made a big, giant, bad dog. Big, giant mess. So I shoo him out of the house. If he had just, like, 5 seconds later, it's out in the backyard. And then my other buddy, his dog would have eaten it. We never even know what happened.
No, that's true. That's usually
these
what happens.
Are like full hot dogs. He's not even chewing them.
Oh.
He's just like sucking these things down.
Inhaling them.
Like, so Day-Day.
So I mean, how many full hot dogs were there?
Like, there's like three undigested, like three chunks of undigested kielbasa and hot dogs. It was gross. So now I got to sit there, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm cleaning it up.
Yeah.
So I felt bad. We did a decent job. Got the Swiffer out, you know. I mean, it wasn't like, like a Becky job. Like it was like pristine. Like I know. I have no intention of eating them on that kitchen floor. You know, it was serviceable, right? It's like cleaning a murder scene.
Yeah, get it cleaned up. We're at a party.
I didn't get the bleach. It might not pass the UV light.
Right,
anyway.
Right.
So I get home and I said, you know what? And Becky, she never came in the house, so she was obviously humiliated. She said, we got to do something. So I went and I got one of those gift baskets, with
nice.
The bottles of wine. And I drive it over there. And I dropped it off on Sunday morning, you know, because it was fallback. That would be extra time to go do
sure,
that.
Sure.
Because I felt you had to, right? Don't you think that's the right thing to do?
No, look, you feel like a buster when when your dog does something like that, or your kids, right? It's either way. Like if your kids make a mistake like that and there's something that happens, you feel terrible being in somebody else's place. But that's cool. That's a nice gesture by you.
You want to feel bad, Mike?
Sure.
How about having a kid first day of the cruise? throwing up in the pool.
Oh!
An hour after the ship leaves dock.
Yeah, are you that's kidding me?
The pool shut down for the rest of the day.
Yeah. That's it. You got to shut it down.
And you're the guy's got to make the walk of shame with the kid.
And Well, guess who that guy was?
Wow. What was little man eating?
I don't know. I think he just took in too much water.
Sure.
So I literally was like hiding like the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, because they were like, shame, shame, like Mike, shame.
No. I mean, big party, all this. Yeah, so I'm sitting there just like, I almost got all of it. And of course, there's always some wise says, but around. Hey, there's a piece of wiener over there in the corner.
That's disgusting.
I'm like, oh, thanks, Ike.
That projectile.
Thanks a lot, Ike. You know, the next looking at me the next day, I got Popeyes. I'm like, no way,
no,
pal.
No.
You've lost those privileges, mister. Hey, Dabo Swinney losing it. If you didn't see it yesterday, heartbreaking loss to Duke. He's screaming at his defense on the sideline today. You know, he does one of his off-the-cuff. He goes, you know, I mean, I don't know. I may get fired. I mean, maybe they're right to fire me. So he's losing it again, and now you got Florida State coming to town, feeling, a little bit better about themselves after a win over Wake on Saturday night. Well, is Dabo going to stay at Clemson?
It's a good question. If you asked me this before the year, I would have told you 200%. I think he's open to seeing what potentially is out there. But the kicker is, he's not quitting. He's going to force – he's got a $60 million buyout, guys. He's going to force them to fire him if that's what they want to do. My question, Mike, is would you? Because as bad as this is, and this is by far the worst season he's had since he's taken over and things, you know, and righted the ship, would you? Guys, you got a bunch of programs out there looking for coaches right now.
Right.
You don't want to get in. Look, I think they hold on to him, they give him whatever he needs to get right, and hopefully they come back next year and maybe they're a contender in the ACC and a college football playoff team. But, Mike, I'm not firing Dabo just because he's fussing and talking about they want to fire me, fire me.
Right.
He's not walking out of the door just because. But I do think he would be open, and that's why he continues to go down this road. Mike, it's almost like he's tempting them with the stuff that he's saying, right? You know, well, they want to get rid of me. They ain't going to get rid of me if they want to get. Like, you're sticking out your chest and saying, go ahead, administration, show me you got the balls to cut this $60 million check. I bet you don't.
Man, I've never seen an offseason, not even an offseason. We're in midseason, and some of the best jobs in college football are available. Brian Kelly, as we know, got after getting a humiliating defeat at the hands of the Aggies last week. Now that article that came out over the weekend in The Athletic, unbelievable. Great read, by the way. I know it's behind a paywall, but a lot of it has been disseminated in USA Today and other places. But Brian Kelly doesn't even know the players' names. Guy started at center for 2 years, never had a relationship with the coach. They would talk about having some big recruit on the phone, position coach, wide receiver. Hey, coach, make an appointment. Make an appointment. He's right here. Get on the phone. So Brian Kelly really sounding like the ego or semi-retirement, either way, got in the way down there in Baton Rouge. The other thing which came out of the Athletic article is that the athletic director that the governor fired and told everybody he was getting rid of, and that's Scott Woodward, apparently was obsessed with recruiting. They'd be in the middle of midweek preparation in meeting rooms, and this athletic director would bust in to the offensive line meeting. They're going over film with their opponent. Hey, what about the Jenkins kid from Muscle Shoals? Are we getting him? And they were like, what are you doing? They said they'd never seen anything like it. The athletic director, who's no longer there, was hovering over the football program. And Brian Kelly was also an absentee landlord.
Yeah, look, it's about commitment. It's the same thing Auburn folks are saying about Hugh Freeze. A lot of this stuff, you know, I said last week when we talked about why he got fired, everybody wants to talk about the record and the inability to get to the college football playoff. Yeah, that matters. You know what matters more? What you do in the building. How you handle situations. How you handle people. Mike, how is it that a guy that starts for you for 2 years has never been in his office to have a sit-down? These are the things that I was discussing last week and said, look, that's the stuff that gets guys fired. You could lose, Mike. You could even lose to your rivals. But if you are liked within the building, it may give you a little bit more leeway, and certainly if you're liked by your players and how you're handling situations. The big one for me was, and this is the one that I mentioned, big recruiting weekend, dudes on the beach. Big recruiting weekend, everybody's there. Hey, where's Coach Kelly? I'm not sure. He'll be here in a little bit. Those are the things you just can't do, and it's the same accusations that Hugh Freeze got when he was on the golf course when he should have been recruiting.
Yeah, I don't know where Auburn goes, but as we said, I mean, Auburn is a great job. Any other year, any other, you know, hiring cycle, Auburn would be one of the best jobs out there. Now they're probably fifth or sixth on the list. It's crazy. More on that coming up. Cardi B hanging out with Bob Kraft in his box.
She's dating Diggs?
She's going to have a baby with Diggs, pal. It's one in the oven.
Okay.
I explained to her that Diggs is doing a good job.
He is.
And perhaps after the blessed event, you consider a vasectomy for him.
What?
Well, I'm just saying.
Bob, was, well, have some couth, Bob.
Enough about me. I'm sorry, I'm projecting. That's
right. But anyway, it was pretty cool. Cardi B in the box with her friends. And unfortunately, at our expense, Stephon Diggs does not have a great day statistically, but he does get in the end zone and is able to dive over the pylon for the score. She was doing a little dance. For what it's worth, she says they're in a great space. Apparently, both of them are really happy. She's got kids with Offset from a previous relationship with him.
Yeah.
But she and her man are very, very happy. She was on CBS mornings the other day and saying that everything's perfect with those two.
Good to hear. And look, my question is, at one time, was he claiming that they were together? Has it always been kosher like this? Or, like, at one time, if I remember correctly, it was like, yeah, they're kicking it.
I think it.
It
was one of those things where they were kicking it, but they didn't put anything publicly out there that they were together. Uh-huh. But it was, you know, they'd been seen in, you know, various environments.
She's in the box with Robert now.
Sitting right there, too.
I like being in the box with Cardi B.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold
on. She turned to the left. I missed the entire red zone.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going
to. I had to stand up, Day-Day. She's got a lot going on. That's what we call a backfield in motion.
We always knew Stephon could catch well.
You darn right he did.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of Rosie right there, Kyle.
Good luck to those two.
Hey, man, speaking of how you make babies, will Rico Dowdle's touchdown celebration earn him a fine? Apparently, it's well known amongst skill position players. If you are going to pump, I said pump.
You up.
You can do it twice, but you can't do it three times. Rico Dowdle scores against Green Bay. And it's pretty funny. He goes on Twitter and he goes, from my understanding, everything I've learned, we go over stuff like this every week in the meeting room. I definitely think you're supposed to get two pumps. Hopefully I don't get a fine. He basically does two pelvic thrusts in the end zone. And apparently the NFL has talked about this. You get two. Last year in the playoff game, the Lions fell to the Commanders. Jameson Williams is in the end zone. He gets down on his hands and knees and does some push-ups, simulates, and before he got to number three, they pulled him off the ground.
Get him out of there.
So it wasn't three pumps, it was two pumps.
The funniest thing about this, and I posted it and put him up, see, Dukes, was they counted the pumps.
Yes.
One, two, all right, we're good. Like, they knew, and they still got the flag. So I don't know, Mike, I don't know how the league looks at this, but it was one of the funniest celebrations.
But I love that tweet. I goes, I definitely think you're supposed to get two pumps, Rico Dowdle goes on his Twitter. Hopefully I didn't get a fine.
Did you hear what the broadcaster said?
Yeah.
I guess two pumps is enough.
You know what? I do like the fact that, like, because the NFL, we always hear, you know, it's the no fun league when it comes down to
let
the celebrations.
Right.
I do find it. I love the fact that these guys are creative in how they're finding ways to still kind of, you know, bend the rule a little bit without getting in too much trouble.
I'm with you, and it's a huge win. They're 5-4, friggin' Carolina.
Oh, don't say this.
And by the way, just like the Steelers with those merge sign jerseys that they wore last, keep those things in the 1930s. The Packers go with the simulated airbrushed leather helmet look. I mean, it just looks awful. I mean, and now they're even saying up in Green Bay, I mentioned to Carl earlier in 4th-and-1, some folks are saying maybe Matt LaFleur's got to give up the play calling. Jeez, they turned on him like a rabid dog. See where that one goes. Hey, I know you and I have been talking about World Series, and I've tried. Initially, I said I'm not going to watch because the Braves aren't in it. And man, like me and so many other Americans, I got sucked in. By the way, Falcon Report's coming up, guys. We're just wrapping up guy talk if you just get in your car. Huge numbers. Basically double the NBA Finals. Game 7 pops for 25.9 million viewers on Saturday night with some big college football games as competition. It peaked according, and this is before they get all of the ratings in. Nielsen saying, Carl, it peaked at around 31.5 million viewers, which is pretty darn impressive in 11:30 to 11:45 as the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, of course, Dodgers going to win. That most watched previous World Series was back in 2017, Dodgers-Astros. One thing for you, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The dramatic ninth inning. And Toronto's got a couple of games. They can probably look back, and their fans are going to be thinking about this forever if they never get back to the World Series. Second and third, and nobody out. And one of the worst at-bats on Friday where guy swings at something up around his chin, weak pop-out, and then they do a line drive double play, and that was it. Bases loaded. Nobody out. I don't know where you fall on this, but Miguel Rojas basically double clutches at second base. Dodgers are playing sort of infield in. And Connor Falefa, he's got us. Why did he slide? If he just runs through home plate, he probably wins on the instant replay. It was very close. It was a bang-bang play. For those that aren't familiar with what I'm talking about, just like why would you ever slide going into first base? You decelerate. A lot of baseball folks on MLB Network were saying that ultimately they think cost the Blue Jays.
I think the numbers were outrageous, Mike, because this series had everything. It had everything. It had a pinch hit, you know, its first pinch hit, grand slam, Freddie, Shohei reaching base 9 times. Like, you think about all the things.
Yamamoto.
That took place in this, and he was the MVP, by the way. This had all the drama. And I think drama is why everybody was interested to see what happened in Game 7. You're right, though. That was the moment for the Toronto Blue Jays.
And then the Dodgers just got clutch. Will Smith with that big home run. Just unbelievable. Hey, man, we talked about this on last week's show. Those rhesus monkeys who escaped after a car wreck in Mississippi. We said that sooner. I said the good news is if you're worried about Planet of the Apes or the movie Outbreak starting because you're worried these monkeys had cooties, I said somebody was going to shoot this monkey if it went into their backyard. It is, after all, Mississippi. Turns out, monkey around. And find out. One of the monkeys wanders in the backyard of Jessica Bond Ferguson's house, says the kids came screaming, there's a monkey out there. She went out there, said she winged him with the first shot, and then pow, she put him down.
Wow.
So a mama looking out for her babies, watching out with those crazy monkeys, making a mark.
I don't blame her. I mean, Mike, do we know if these monkeys were carrying any kind of diseases?
Well, she says, I shot at it, and it just stood there.
Oh.
And I shot again, and he backed up, and that's when he fell. And that monkey went down. There's a picture of animal control taking him away. And those guys are wearing like rubber gloves. I've been in hazmat suits. I know how these movies start.
I do too.
Anyway, there's your guy talk on a Monday.
Oh, man. Go clean up some throw up, will you? Hey, coming up. What went wrong yesterday? Why didn't we win this game? And was it just one thing and the reason why we didn't win? Mm. Your phone calls, 404-726-0929. We'll open up the phones. Falcon Report's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.